I begin this morning by asking the question, are there any topics that you do not like to talk about? Are there any subjects that you do not like to talk about? I'm pretty certain that many individuals have a list of topics that are things that are sensitive to them, things that trouble them, and they don't want to talk about them. And they put up boundaries, and they don't want to enter into a particular discussion. There are a lot of things like that. There are some families that don't want to talk about politics. They know that that might start a fight. There are some people that don't want to talk about a problem in their life, or embarrassing kinds of things, or personal matters. Some people don't want to talk about illness or cancer or a serious illness that they might have. Some people don't want to talk about divorce. Some people don't want to talk about, you know, the ugly truth of this or that. And I get that. I understand that. But especially if we are talking about Bible truths or things that are true, we should be willing to talk about those subjects, even though they might be embarrassing or uncomfortable or uneasy. And we're going to do that with such a topic this morning. But be willing to enter into that which is truthful and important. I led off with the matter of politics. There are some things where it doesn't matter if you talk about it or not. There are a lot of things that are in the realm of judgments and opinions. But if we are talking about Bible truths, we need to be willing to broach the subject and talk about it. And if there's one topic that many people in the world today just do not want to talk about, it's the subject of death. And so this morning, I want to talk about death. And I want to ask the question, why talk about death? And I want to give 8 reasons why we should talk about death. I know that it's not a popular subject. I know that it's not a positive topic, but it is something that is a reality and a truth. And it is something that we need to be thinking about on a regular basis. That's where we are all headed. If Jesus does not come in our lifetime, we are all headed to that place of death. And so I want to talk about that this morning. And I want to answer the question, why talk about death? I could see myself maybe be in a room with others and I bring up the subject and somebody says, well, now Chris, why do you have to talk about death? Well, we're going to answer that from the Bible this morning. Thank you for joining us on the Let the Bible Speak program. I hope that our studies each week are of an encouragement. And even though we might be talking about what would be considered by many to be a negative topic, we're going to make it as positive as we can. And we're certainly going to close with the encouragement to be prepared for that great day. So, why talk about death? Well, I want to consider 8 reasons this morning for your consideration. Number one, why talk about death? Because death is a Bible topic. It's something that God talks about. Anything that God and Jesus and other righteous individuals talk about, we need to talk about. It's written about on many pages of Scripture. And so we need to be reading those things and be mindful of those things. Going all the way back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19, death is a Bible topic. After Adam and Eve sinned, they were given punishments and consequences. After the devil tempted them, he was even given consequences. And with regard to the sin of Adam and Eve, they would die physically. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19, In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it, back in chapter 2, we're told that God formed man from the ground or the earth, and then the woman is made from the rib of Adam. So from the ground, you will return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Friends, it's a Bible topic. And there are places where old age leading up to death is discussed. And old age is another one of those topics that somebody says, I don't want to talk about that. And I know, I understand, I get it. With the aches and the pains and the realities of old age. But it's best to embrace that which is real. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But another passage that comes to my mind with regard to the Bible writing about the subject of death is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, starting in verse 3, a description of somebody who is getting older and their eyesight is going and their hearing is going and they don't eat as well and their balance is not that good. All of these different descriptions of old age given from chapter 12, verses 3 through 7. And then we come to the matter of death in verse 6. Before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns unto God who gave it. So, it's a Bible topic, and we need to address it squarely. And the second reason why we need to talk about death is related to the first, and that is, it is a truth, and it is a reality. And it became a reality as a consequence of the sin of Adam and Eve. And so, it is real. The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment. It's an appointment that we will have to keep. Some appointments now in this life we can miss or break or forget about or reschedule. But this is an appointment that we will all face. Like I said, if Jesus does not come in our lifetime, we will face this. We do not live on forever. There's no cream that we can put on to stop aging. There's no pill that we can take. We're going to die. And we need to face reality. And I realize that some real and truthful topics are hard. Growing older, that's real. It's hard to take. There are things that happen in people's lives because of sin. And we talk about matters of divorce and things like that. It's hard to talk about, but it's real. And how do we get through it? And cancer and grave illness is real. And rather than avoiding it, let's talk about it and learn from God's Word how to work through these things, these realities that come in our life. So number two, it is real. And we need to be realistic on things that are real. We don't need to bury our head in the sand. We don't need to put our hands up to our ears and say, I don't want to hear that. We need to be realistic. We live in a fantasy world where much of people's lives is based around fantasy. And that's fine for a small period of rest and relaxation and enjoyment. We might go see a movie, for example, or a TV program that's built completely on that which is unreal. That's fine for a moment, just to get a break. But we don't need to live our lives in fantasy. We need to live our lives in reality. Why talk about death? Well, number three, because it is real, it's unavoidable. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment. Also, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, just states very plainly, Paul is another one, Jesus is another one. When he was talking about the death of Lazarus, he just spoke plainly and said, he is dead. And we need to be plain. We don't need to be uncaring and unkind. We don't need to run roughshod over people's feelings about certain matters, but there's nothing wrong with being open and plain to that which we're all headed to. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 22, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive." He's talking about physical death there and then the bodily resurrection. Death, physical death, is a result and a consequence of sin, and in Adam all die. And death entered into the world through Adam and Eve. Spiritual death, separation from God, and physical death. In the day that you shall eat, you will die, God said. And we know from other Bible passages that that includes both spiritual death, separation from God, they were cast out of the garden, and physical death. And when God makes a promise, he always keeps it. In the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. So it's real, it's unavoidable. But why talk about death? Well, there's another reason that I can think of, and that is found in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 15. We need to talk about death because death, just being honest about it, the Hebrew writer says that there are people who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage, or the newer versions say slavery. There are people who are enslaved and are in bondage through the fear of death. And Christ came to change that. Now, there are a number of things that people can fear with regard to death. I'm going to talk about what I believe the Hebrew writer is talking about here, but there are a number of things. It could be things like, I don't know clearly about the afterlife. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know if I'm going to come back again. Somebody might fear that. Somebody might fear what it looks like, if you will, the moment you die, or what it feels like. There are a number of things that people might fear, transition to the next life or experience in the next life, or is there a life at all? It depends on what their knowledge of the truth is and their knowledge of God's word is, what they might be fearing. It depends on what they've been taught and told. But my understanding of Hebrews chapter 2 is that Jesus came to die on the cross. And through him, through forgiveness of sins, we can have our sins forgiven. And being in a forgiven state, we don't have to have the devil having that power of death over us and that fear of the consequence that comes from sin and dying in sin. We can be forgiven of our sins, and we don't have to fear the consequences that come from sin and the consequences that are going to come at the moment we die. And so Jesus came that through death, Jesus died on the cross, he might bring to naught him that had the power of death, that is the devil. The devil, without forgiveness of sins, has the power of death. Death is a consequence for sin, and the consequence of dying in sin, which is hell fire, he has the power over all of that. But Jesus removed that when he died on the cross and might deliver all of them. The cross is for everyone who will come and obey the gospel and be baptized for the remission of our sins, all of them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Nobody wants to be in bondage or slavery to the consequences of sin and death. So you can be freed from that. You can be delivered from that through the blood of Jesus on the cross. But people have this fear of death. And you don't have to have that. You don't have to fear dying in sin and being with the devil for all eternity and the consequences that go along with eternal hellfire. You don't have to fear that. You don't have to fear dying and where you're going to go. You will go to paradise, Luke 16, and not torment. And after the judgment day, you will go to heaven and not to hell. So if death were approaching, whether naturally in old age or suddenly, where we're taken away at some other point suddenly, we don't have to fear. Our sins are forgiven. We're right with God. We don't have to face any fearful consequences of death. And what a beautiful thing that is. It's best just to talk about it now and do what we can to be forgiven now. And we'll close our program with that at the end of our program. But you don't have to fear death. There are a lot of people who do. I've heard stories of people in the hospital who are dying, and they're gripping the side of the bed, and they're maybe they have a lot of concern or consternation, or they're bothered, or they're crying out. You don't have to have any of that, friends, in your life. There doesn't have to be stress and strain about this realistic, unavoidable thing that we are about to have in our life. We just don't have to fear that. And we're thankful to the Lord for that. We're thankful to Jesus Christ for that. And He gives us help. He gives us help in the next verses that follow there in Hebrews chapter 2. And what a great thing that is. But we've got to take that hand of help, and we've got to obey the gospel and live faithfully each day. But why talk about death? Well, let's move on. Why talk about death? Well, because death is often falsely proclaimed and talked about. Even in Paul's day, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there were Greek philosophies going around that were affecting individuals and the members of the church there at Corinth, just like ideologies and philosophies go around today. And some had taught there in Corinth that there was no resurrection. Once you die, that's it. So Paul writes, "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how say some among you Christians there at Corinth, that there is no resurrection of the dead?" They didn't learn that from Paul. The preaching of the gospel involved the resurrection. We read that earlier in chapter 15. Paul preached the resurrection. They didn't learn it from him. They learned it from human philosophies. And so death is often falsely taught. And that still goes on today. Whether it's secularism or humanism or atheism, there are people who say that once you die, that's it. Well, that's a false message. Once you die, you cease to exist. That's a false message. And we need to proclaim the truth about that. When you die, you don't cease to exist. You continue on in the afterlife. And Luke 16 teaches that, and other Bible passages teach that. When Jesus died on the cross, in Acts chapter 2, he went to Hades, the realm of the departed spirits, just like all the dead do. And then he entered back into life. 3 days later, he was raised again. So when we die, we don't cease to exist. There will be a living on, a conscious living on, in either paradise or torment, in a place called Hades. This is taught in Luke 16. And then there will be a bodily resurrection where our spirit will be joined to a body. It'll be a heavenly body if we are faithful Christians. And Paul goes on to talk about that in 1 Corinthians 15. Just like we have an earthly body, verse 48, there will be a heavenly. So there are all kinds of false teachings. Some teach that once you die, that's it. Some Eastern religions, like Buddhism and other Eastern religions, have what's called reincarnation, that when you die, you can come back to life again. And when you die, you can come back to life again. And when you die, you can come back to life again until you work out your karma. Well, that's a false teaching as well. You die once. It is appointed unto man once to die, Hebrews 9:27. There is no reincarnation. There is living on after death, and there is a bodily resurrection, but there's no reincarnation where you come back into this life and live it again and keep working it out until you can reach nirvana. That's not what is taught in Scripture. And so those false teachings and any other false teaching that is taught about death is certainly floating around out there, and we have to get the truth on the matter. That's why we need to talk about it. We don't want to be led down this false path thinking, well, I'm just going to live one life. What that leads to is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 32 and 33, this idea that there is no resurrection, it naturally leads to this idea of, well, I just need to live it up now, because when I die, I'm not going to come back. There is no resurrection. I'm just going to live it up now. Verse 32 and 33 and 34, it keeps people from living a faithful, godly, righteous life. They live an ungodly life because they're thinking, I'm just going to get all that I can in this one life. So false ideas have consequences. Ideas, true or false for that matter, have consequences. And if you believe a false teaching or an idea, it's going to have consequences. And if you believe that you can come back over and over again in reincarnation, you're going to think, well, I'll just wait and get it right in the next life. But that next life coming back in reincarnation is not going to happen. So don't go down the road of false teachings. We need to talk about death so that we get the true picture of it. Number six, we need to talk about death because it brings humility. It really does. Knowing that we're going to die one day, and we're going to face God in judgment. I hope that that would bring us a good dosage of humility. And that's much needed today in a world that is filled with pride and arrogance. Paul talked about the prospect of physical death when he was preaching the gospel in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. He talks about the different afflictions that he had to go through, and there were literally near-death experiences for him. He was stoned on one occasion, rocks were thrown at him and left for dead. And he realizes how close he was to death. And when that happens, he said, "We ourselves have had the sentence of death within ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivers us out of so great a death and will deliver, on whom we have set our hope that he will also still deliver us." It gives us a big dosage of humility and reliance and trust upon God. We have a physical body that grows weak and frail every day. We live a life. A normal life might be 70, or by reason of strength, 80 years, the psalmist says in Psalm 90. But we're all going to die. And the psalmist there in Psalm 90 says, "Let us get a heart of wisdom." It really is sobering and humbling to know that we are headed in that direction. And we need to be mindful of that. Friends, let's humble ourselves before God and trust in Him and obey Him while we can. Another reason, number seven, why we need to talk about death is because those who have experienced death in their families, we need to be with them to comfort them and help them. The bereaved need comfort. Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 15, "Weep with those who weep." And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul wants to comfort Christians who have lost loved ones to death. And he wants to let them know that they're not gone forever, but that when Jesus comes again, they will be raised. If they are faithful Christians, they will be raised, and then the faithful Christians who are living will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. He's talking about brethren who have had those around them, verse 13, who fall asleep, which is a euphemism for death. You know, that right there shows that we struggle with this reality called death. We use euphemisms to talk about it. We typically don't say somebody died. We say somebody passed away. That's a euphemism. The biblical euphemism was fall asleep. And I'm not opposed to using those euphemisms. I do. But it shows you how that we tend to want to soften that blow of reality, which is death. It is a stark, real, blunt blow and difficult thing. But as we're talking this morning, there is good reason to face it and face it up front. And when those who have had loved ones pass away, comfort them and encourage them. Now, this happens when people pass away and they're not right with God. There's not a lot of comfort there. But we die as a faithful Christian. There's certainly comfort there. And then last of all, and that brings me to my last point, why talk about death? So that we can make the preparation. The living need to make preparation. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 5, the living know that they will die. The living know that they will die. And even in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 1, Solomon talks about the importance of going to the house of mourning, what we would call the funeral home, because there we think about our latter end. Friends, be prepared. Obey the gospel today if you haven't done that. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Confess that Jesus is the Christ. Become a faithful Christian. Live faithfully. Walk in newness of life. Romans 6, 4 and 5 and 6. Walk faithfully each and every day and be prepared for that coming day. And when Jesus comes again, you'll be raised together with those living Christians and join Him in the air and forever be with Him. Why talk about death? So that we can prepare for it and be ready for it. And friends, if I can help you to do that in your own personal life, let me help you with that. Thank you for being with us on the program, and have a good day.